I'm just excited to be in God's presence. I don't know how you feel about it, but I want to tell you, this morning is what camp meeting is all about. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And I tell you, I'm not one of those preachers that's got the preacher's itch. If God comes by, he always takes the preeminence. Amen. I do want to say thank you to your pastor for inviting us to come for this 25th anniversary of this church. I'm grateful for his friendship. To have friends is very important in life. And I'm grateful for the invitation. I'm grateful for a wonderful place to stay. I'm telling you, those rooms up there is just unusual. But I mean, tell you, I'm grateful for a wonderful place to stay, and I'm thankful in my heart for the offerings that you graciously been given. And I want to tell you, you're not going to hear any better preaching than what you've already heard in this camp meeting. Brother Randy Webb preaching on the language of faith. You remember that? Oh, praise God. And then brother, this morning, just come by and enjoy. That's what camp meeting is about. And I don't know. He said lunch is not going to be till 12:30, no matter how short I make it. But I'm just grateful for God's presence. I'll try to condense some thoughts. Amen. Because I don't want to run to 3 o'clock this afternoon and you be sitting there. Amen. You know, God's so good to us. He is so good to Nathan Marquis to give him such daughters that can sing. I'm telling you. I'm having a wonderful time going to heaven. You can be turning in your Bibles to the 1 Timothy in chapter 1. And it's not the first time I've preached this message. A dear friend of mine, he's gone to glory now, said a preacher should never preach the same sermon but once. D.L. Moody said you haven't preached it at all until you preached it 37 times. So I'm leaning toward D.L. Moody. I remember reading, and you might have heard this before, and I say this especially to the younger people, and I see so many wonderful, wonderful, dedicated young people in this meeting. In the early French Revolution, the school boys of Burgess, from 12 years of age to 17 years of age, they were too young to be in the military. But they formed themselves into what they call the Band of Hope. They wore a uniform. They were taught to drill. And on their holidays, their flag was unfurled, displaying in shining letters the sentence. Of course, it was in French, but we'll put it in English this morning. Tremble, tyrants, we shall grow up. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Amen. And I tell you, I hear this morning in this meeting the shout of confidence and courage from these young Christians. The future. Praise God. The present day, but also our future. And I can hear in their voices when they sing, tremble, O enemy. We are growing up. Praise God. Amen. Well, I'm not a young preacher, but I'm not old either. Y'all don't forget that. Just older. So, 1 Timothy chapter 1, and I want to start reading at verse 11. And I'll try to keep an eye on that clock. So when I get through this morning, I'll just turn it back to your pastor. I might run into overtime. That's a very good possibility. Amen. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it wonderful that we got a blessed God, which was committed to my trust? And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, or a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible. Boy, ain't that a great verse? Now unto the King eternal, immortal, and invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Drop back, if you will, to verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. Aren't you glad for mercy? Where would you be if it wasn't for mercy? But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord help me this morning. I'd like to talk to you from this verse 13 especially. And I don't know. God knows what you have need of. I want to talk to you about mercy and memory. Mercy and memory. Boy, oh boy. Now God, oh, what a God we have. God has given every faculty of our being a part to play. Amen. The psalmist said it like this: all that is within me, everything that's in this physical body. Amen. My desires, my ambitions, my imaginations, my will. Every other power is called upon to serve in the church. Amen. You ought to be fully engulfed in the work of God in the church. Somebody say amen. But I think that there is no faculty of this human body that is laid a more vital part than memory. Boy, oh boy, I want the Lord to help me for these few minutes here. In the Old Testament, amen, the memory was a chief minister in life. Amen. You must remember, it's a source of both loyalty and devotion. You remember what the Bible said now: thou shalt remember all the ways that the Lord thy God hath led thee. Memory. Thou shalt remember the works of the Lord. Memory. Thou shalt remember the right hand of him that is most high. Memory. Thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt. Now, sometimes us holiness folks, we forget where we come from. And we don't have much mercy on younger folks that's just getting saved. You need to remember where you come from. But in the New Testament, I'm feeling better right now. Amen. I think it's a very still more solemn words for us. Amen. In the anguish of eternal doom. Amen. Is made more impressive upon our memory, especially when you read Luke chapter 16, where Abraham said, "Son, remember." Just because you're dead does not mean that your memory is gone. When you're in heaven, you'll still have a memory. When you're in hell, you'll still have a memory. Amen. And in this 16th chapter of Luke, amen, I think he's trying to get us to see that the rich man would feel the sting, amen, of his life on earth and his sin. Amen. Son, remember. Come on here. Amen. But in opposite of that, perhaps the most sacred, amen, and tender hour in our worship services sometime is our communion service. Amen. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. Now, that's not just a tradition. You can make it a tradition, but it's not. It shouldn't be a part of tradition. Amen. This do in remembrance of me. Help me here. Amen. But one terrifying fact is the memory of sin. I want the Lord to help me here this morning. Paul said, "I was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious." Now he's glancing back over his past life. He remembers what he was before. Come on here. Amen. His memory's got a dark spot. Amen. That he remembers very vividly. Amen. The shadow falls and his voice now is troubled and he says, amen, "I was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious." Now I want to tell you, amen, I'm glad for the sanctifying cleansing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But think of what you were and where you come from before you got saved. Amen. Come on here. Amen. I might ought to be cautious here, but we got folks in the church now that at one time was hypocrites. But God was merciful. I said God was merciful. Oh, amen. I want my brother, amen, Brent, to read to us out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9, 10, 11. And he can probably quote it by heart, and y'all can probably quote it with him. Amen. But I might stop him a time or two while he's reading this. But I want to tell you, amen, we are a people that was brought out of horrible, horrible sin. Amen. Read, brother. Wait a minute. Fornicators. Right. Amen. That means sex sins. Right. Come on here. Amen. Immoral. Oh, help me here. And idolaters. Amen. False worshipers. Amen. And what else? Nor adulterers. Being unfaithful to your married companion. Y'all stay with me here. Nor what?
Nor effeminate.
Nor what?
Effeminate.
Amen. Amen. That means, help me, Lord. Men who have woman-like, help me, Lord, I'm in trouble now. Men who have woman-like traits to an improper degree. Amen. Wanting a manly strength or aggressiveness. Amen. Especially marked with weakness and softness. Love of ease. Amen. Over emotional and over delicate. Amen. Effeminate. Amen. A male who, submits his body to unnatural lewdness. Amen. Soft to the touch. I was talking to a lady, I was teasing her. Y'all know I'm bad at that. I was teasing her about a certain feller, amen, that was eligible. And she said, I can't stand to shake hands with a man whose hands are softer than mine. Help me, Lord. Years ago, I had a preacher. Now, y'all stay with me here. I got some things on my heart. And that clock's gone. Well, years ago I had a preacher come and work for me for a while, and he was not girlish, but he had a soft way about him. Come on here. Amen. And he came to me one day and he said, how can I get over that? I said, go out and get you an axe and a big block of wood. Learn how to chop wood like a man. I lost y'all. Effeminate and what?
Or abusers of themselves with mankind.
Amen. Abusers of themselves. Sodomites. Homosexuals. Right. Amen. Lesbians. Help me here. Nor what? Read on.
And such were some of you. But ye are washed.
Oh, I like this verse.
But ye are sanctified.
I like that.
But ye are justified. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
And glory to God.
Of our God.
Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Now I want to tell you, somebody asked me not long ago, amen, said, can a homosexual be saved? I said, every one of them ought to be saved. Hello here. I want to tell you, when you read the first five, amen, classes of people in these verses, amen, they are the worst immoralities imaginable. Amen. I mean, they are horrible. Amen. We all know what the last five category and classes were, but those first five were such vile, filthy, down scum. Amen. But God turned around and said, such were some of you. We have a God, I'm feeling better. We have a tendency to forget what you were before God's gloriously saved you and brought you out of a horrible pit. Amen. Is it not the mercy of God? Is it not the grace of God? Is it not the love of God that reached down to where you were unthinkable? Amen. And brought you out. Amen. I know some preachers, great God, help me here. I know some great preachers before they got saved with the scum of the earth. But God reached down. Woo! I said God reached down. I know some women, girls, praise God, amen, that had such a bad reputation before they got saved, but wound up to be preachers' wives. Such were some of you. Amen, but you are what? You are what? You are what? Justified. I'm glad for God's mercy.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
I gotta hurry. Amen. I was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. Amen. His memory has recalled more than the days of just being a headstrong, defiant, and pitiless creature that he was. Amen. But now, praise God, he's recalled his Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. And the gospel of the forgiveness of Calvary. He said, I was all that. He said, I admit my past life was a wretch. But glory to God. Amen. Thank God for mercy. I obtained mercy. Somebody say glory. I got to hurry. Times are running out this morning. Amen. But when you look at the cross, look at the cross. Amen. And his salvation for the chiefest of sinners. Amen. Come on here. He looks back with a clear and steady eye to remember his sin. But, amen, to see it, praise God, in the light of the grace of God and the mercy of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! Amen. How does the cross with its message of forgiveness, amen, and healing affect the memory of sin? I got a couple of points here. Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me here. Amen. The first place, the cross takes the sting out of the memory of sin. Praise God. The sting of it. Is anybody listening to me this morning? Amen. Every sin leaves a print on the memory that you cannot erase. Come on here. Amen. But the unforgiving sin leaves a sensitive wound. Unforgiven sin. That wound is quick and tender to the slightest touch. You mention somebody's name. Oh, you mention certain town. Oh, come on here. Amen. You mention a certain street and oh, amen, that sting. Come on here. Amen. If it's not forgiven, if it's not under the blood, amen. You remember Joseph's brethren had only to hear, amen, an Egyptian ruler speak. Amen. And then they found their consciousness, amen, was arising their memory, amen, of their past deed. Amen. Come on here. They remembered, I mean, it had been years ago. Amen. But when they, come on here. When they heard that, amen, a ruler in Pharaoh's house, amen, talk to them. Ah, come on here. Their memory is awakened and they remember what they did to their brother. Ah, David, great God, help me here. David had only to hear the words of the prophet Nathan. Thou art the man to find the pain of his unhealed secret sore sin. Herod, ruthless man that he was, amen, whirling as he was, had only to hear of the fame of Jesus. Amen, come on here. And he said, it is John the Baptist that I beheaded. He's come back to torment me. Come on here. Amen. But you let a man be persuaded that he has obtained mercy through Christ and the cross, and his wound is healed, and the sting of it is gone. Praise God. It's there in his memory, but it don't have the sting with it because he's been forgiven. Great God, help me here. There's nothing left but the disappearing scar. Amen. Paul's recollection of his past. Amen. He said, I had a thorn in the flesh. Come on here. Amen. There was sent, amen, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Amen. And I sought the Lord three times. Amen. To take it away. I know there's so many different theories of what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. Amen. You ain't got hands enough to count them all. But I want to tell you, this is Savage commentary. Amen. I feel like that he remembered, amen, those blessed Christians that he had, come on here, hauled off and put in jail. Amen. Come on here. Somebody say amen. He said, I sought the Lord three times, and every time he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Praise God. I was before a blasphemer. He saw himself in that backward glance, standing in the Sanhedrin with his passionate, invective anger. Amen. Against Christ and, come on here, and his church. Come on, are y'all still with me? He said, I was a persecutor. I saw Stephen's face, great God, in the light of his holiness. Amen, amen. And he heard his prayer in Acts chapter 7. Amen, great God. Hey, are y'all still with me? Did y'all know he was there when Stephen was, amen, stoned to death? Amen, great Lord. Amen. And he saw his face shine like the face of an angel, and he heard his prayer, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And they laid his garments down at the foot of men of a man called Saul. Saul never forgot that. I was a persecutor. Amen. Injurious. He remembered that he had scattered the folk of that young infant church with a strong blast of hate and anger. Amen. Tempted the weak believers to deny their Lord. But you see, the sting is gone. He's got no wound. It's not an open wound. He can turn his eyes toward Christ. And he said, but I obtained mercy. Praise God. But I obtained mercy. Help me here. I'm looking for that clock and it's gone. Amen. A lot of you folks here remember my dad. Amen. A lot of folks called him Dad Savage. Amen. He died when he was 72 years old. My brother told me a little while back, he said, there's never been a male Savage live past 72. All my uncles, Savage uncles, died before they were 72. Amen. I told my brother, I said, I've outlived them, and you have too, because he's older than I am. Amen. But my dad was a hellfire and brimstone preacher. To my daddy, it was holiness or hell. You just had to know him. You either loved him or you couldn't stand the ground he walked on. That's just the way he was. Amen. He only had a fourth grade education. He didn't get saved till he is 26 years old. Praise God. Am I doing all right here this morning? We didn't know anything about my daddy's past life before he got saved until just a few months before he died. Amen. And he told me and my brother about his past life and what he was. We never heard of it. I want to tell you, don't glory in your past. Amen. Don't make it so appealing that somebody else wants to try it. Come on here. Amen. But my dad had fell in with the wrong crowd and, amen, got caught in as a lawbreaker and wound up in penitentiary. He is on the chain gang. Amen. For a while. Ah, amen. But one day, amen. Old brother Joe Sinan, none of y'all knew him. He was an old Pentecostal holiness preacher. Amen. The old timers. He got to preaching and my daddy heard him preach and my daddy got saved at 26 years of age. But daddy never talked about his past life. He always talked to sinners about getting saved. On the street corner. Are y'all still with me? He was a street preacher a lot of times. Amen. But I want to tell you. Amen. He found grace. He obtained mercy. Amen. And God changed his life. Ah, I want to tell you. Such were some of you. Amen. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified. Amen. There are faces. I gotta watch. Ha ha ha. There are faces which rise upon you in the hours of a backward glance. The faces of those that you've tempted to evil and provoked to unbelief. And you recall the names of those whom you have wronged. Help me here. There are streets that you never pass. Houses you never see. Without a secret shame. Amen. That you remember. Amen. Come on here. You remember words and deeds whose degradation you shrink even in the thought of it. It's not only the sins and the faults of youth. Sometimes it's the more daring sins of middle life. Come on here. Y'all still with me? Sometimes it's the more reckless sins of old age. Amen. It doesn't matter what age group you're in. Take it to the cross. Amen. Take it to Calvary. Ah, praise God. And he makes it as though it never was. Praise God. Amen. The scar may be there, but I want to tell you, thank God for mercy. Thank God for grace. Thank God for his love that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I got to hurry. Amen. May you be persuaded that God for Christ's sake's forgiven you. And you'll find out your wound will be healed. He said, who was, past tense, looking back, I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. I obtained mercy. Now let's look, if you'll bear with me just a few moments. How many will give me 5 more minutes here? Raise your hand. If you give me 5, that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I got an hour. Praise God. The second thing, the cross makes the memory of sin a means of grace. Through forgiveness, the sting is taken out of the memory of sin. And we often wish, amen, that the stain were also removed and purged away. God doesn't always do that. I was listening. Y'all don't fall out with me, but I've got a XM Sirius radio in my car and in my house. And I either listen to Fox News or Enlighten, that Southern Gospel, amen, a station. Y'all stay with me. Amen. My wife can't take but so much of that news stuff. And she said, this is depressing. Haven't we got something else on the radio than that? So I turn it over to Enlighten. Help me here. Now, I love that Southern Gospel Quartet stuff. Anybody here listening to me now? But some of that new contemporary stuff, I just soon listen to the news. Help me now. Somebody say amen. I was listening to the Enlighten the other day and riding down the road, and I don't know who sang it. I don't even know the name of the song. But the writer of that song had an insight. Amen. And somewhere in that song he said, every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. God. Woo! Glory to God. I don't want to dwell on my past. I don't want to dwell on what I used to be or has been. Amen. But I've got a future. Praise God. Because of mercy. Because of grace. Because of his love. Somebody say hallelujah. A stained memory becomes a barrier against future sins. If, and sometimes it may come to that, you're trembling in a weak moment. Amen. Against your will, there's a besetting sin that comes up and tempts. Amen. And some new seductive iniquity comes with a fresh charm and winning suggestions. Praise God. Are y'all still with me? The memory of the past rises up like a word of the prophet. It said, don't go that way. Don't think that way. No. Amen. Come on here. Savage, you ain't gonna think that way anymore. I've been redeemed by the mercy and the grace of God. Amen. The memory of sin is as God's angel with a flaming sword. Amen. Standing in the gate of death, say, don't go here. Hey, you remember what you brought you out of? Amen. How that you were forgiven. Amen. How your past had been cast into God's sea of forgetfulness. Hey, don't go that way anymore. Help me here. We wouldn't repeat the old sins of which we've repented of with tears. We'd not be ensnared even by Satan that transforms himself into an angel of light if in the moment of that temptation you remember not only the shame of that iniquity and the sting of remorse, but you remember the pardon of Calvary. Praise God. Woo! Glory! Somebody say hallelujah. Ah, help me here. Amen. I've read a lot about Moses. I like to read about Moses, the meekest man in all the Bible. Amen. And he had such compassion and patience with these murmuring Israelites. Amen. His pleading patience with their childishness and their complaining. Amen. Here's the reason why. He never forgot the godless gust of anger when he slew an Egyptian and buried him in the sand. Amen. Hoping nobody would find out his sin. Amen. And he realized, glory to God, God was merciful to me. And I'm going to help this, amen, rebellious crowd to get to the promised land. Hey. Thank God for mercy. Amen. You remember Peter? I told you I'm going to be in overtime. I already am. Amen. When they apprehended him finally, put him in prison, sleepless night. Amen. He is to be, come on here. He's to be crucified the next day. Amen. And through the night, he remembers his hideous sin of denying the Lord. Amen. In a crucial, critical time. Come on here. Amen. He comes out to the executioners and he says, I'm not worthy. Come on here. I'm not worthy to be crucified as my Lord. Crucify me upside down. Woo! I want to tell you, God forgave Peter. Amen. And wiped his slate clean. But he remembered his past. But he remembered the mercy of God. I got to hurry. Amen. Many a good man, and I use that word good very cautiously, have refused a church office, and many more are hindered in their testimony. Amen. Because they've got a sharp pain of what was. Recollecting their past. It's much better to have never had shame to remember. Nothing can compensate for the loss of purity and honor. Amen. But temptation gives us an insight. No man, come on here. No man can look over your past life with unblemished years. I wished I hadn't said that. I wished I hadn't went there. I wished I hadn't done that. Come on here. Amen. Amen. But God, by his grace of the cross, makes the stained memory an equipment for service in the kingdom of God. Amen. Who knows better how to reach the drug addict than a former drug addict? Who knows better how, come on here, hey, how to help the drunkard than a man that was hooked on the bottle? Amen. Who knows, come on, am I doing all right? Who knows better how to help a man out of that immoral sin? Amen. Than the man that's been there but has obtained mercy. Praise God. And such were some of you. But you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified. I'm going to close. You remember in Luke chapter 8. What was it? Amen. In the middle of that book. Amen. Finally, brethren, who was it said that? Oh, I like that. Amen. Finally, brethren, he's getting ready to close and he writes another half of the book. Finally, brethren and sisters. Luke chapter 8. And behold, a woman which was a sinner brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet, Jesus' feet, behind him, weeping. And she began to wash his feet with tears. Come on here. And did wipe them with the hairs of her head. And she kissed his feet, praise God, and anointed them with ointment. And Jesus said, her sins, which are many, are forgiven because she loved much. The stain, praise God, the stained memory keeps our love for Christ, amen, looking in the right direction. Sometimes we fear that we shall remember with the rich man the neglected beggar at the gate, the undone duty of your life, the lost opportunity of your service, the deed that ruined somebody else's life. But I want to tell you this morning, amen. Whitney, you can come. The lash of memory will be felt as it is felt here and now only. Only in hell. Somebody say amen. But in heaven, when men will sing the new song of the redeemed, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. The evil words and deeds of time shall pass away like a forgotten dream. Amen. No sin can live under the felt power of the cross. And all of a sudden we come to realize that all of those sins has been cast into God's sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. But I obtained mercy. I obtained mercy. Such were. I look over this crowd this morning or afternoon now. I know some of y'all personally. I know what you used to be. I know what, Brother Baker, my dear friend. I've heard stories about Brother Baker before he got saved. But he is one of the best gospel supporters the work of God has got. He obtained mercy. I'd like to have 100 in the church just like him. Praise God. How come, preacher? Because he obtained mercy. Everybody stand. I don't know. I don't know how to say this. Amen. Because I know time's run out. Some of y'all are my friends. I look over this crowd. Chip, you're my friend. It thrills me. I see you worshiping God. I don't know who else in this congregation has got a past life like you don't want to remember. But the memory is there. But the sting's gone because of Calvary. Hey, Brad. You my friend? Amen. Every service I've been in, I look back and see you. I say, oh, God. Amen. You want to do a work in his life? I feel the Holy Ghost here. I don't know what your life is and has been, but I can tell you, praise God. Woo! I can tell you, amen. Amen. Nathan Markey, I can tell you, you obtained mercy. Glory, glory, glory. Woo! I'm glad for mercy. I don't know. I know we are in overtime and dinner's ready. But I just wonder, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed in this service right now, if the Holy Spirit of God hovering over this place, would you raise your hand, preacher? Pray for me. Hey, preacher, don't forget me. You'll be gone, preacher. But remember my name. Remember where I've been. I don't want to die lost. I want to be sure of my salvation. Is anybody in this place here tonight, this afternoon? Just slip your hand up, preacher. Pray for me. God bless you. I see that hand. be the Holy Spirit of God. Sing, Whitney. Anybody else in this place want to slip your hand up? We're going to come pray. Preacher, pray for me. Pray for me. I want my life just to be a stain of the past, not an open sore. Oh, Spirit of God. Anybody else want to raise your hand? Preacher, pray for me. Preacher, pray for me.
I have no defense.
Oh, God.
That's
God bless you. I see that
mercy
hand. Precious heart.
In.
Oh, for God's
mercy
grace.
Walked in.
Mercy walked into this building today.
My case.
Anybody else want to raise your hand? Preacher, pray for me.
Was God saving?
Oh, thank God. How is mercy? Raise your hand. You want to just get off your seat and make your way to this altar. We got time to pray for you and with you. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm waiting on you. The Spirit of God's waiting on you. How about it? Won't you come? Won't you come? Come on, come on. Amen. Won't you come? Come on, come on. God loves you. Come on, sis. Come on, come on. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Come on, this altar.
Mercy.
Mercy. Mercy walked in. Church, let's pray. Lay hold to the altars. Don't turn loose until victory has come.
Oh, mercy.
Oh, thank God for mercy. Praise God for mercy.